Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
I want to read to you a very familiar passage of Scripture. It's read many times at funerals. The 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless this message. Lord, I pray that you give us insight, but most of Lord, I pray that you move our hearts and change our minds, that we might understand what it is to be a son and a daughter of yours. Join heirs with you. Lord, I pray that we understand it so that we can be blessed, so we can have a better life. A life without hate, a life without discontentment, life without sorrow. Lord, I pray today for your anointing upon this congregation. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to tell you about the man who wrote this. All of you know him by the name of David. You also know that David was the king of Israel. And David understood when he wrote this. He wasn't writing about, oh, I thank you, Lord, for making me king. I thank you, Lord, for making my name powerful. It'll be heard throughout generation after generation. I want to thank you, Lord, for letting me live in a palace. I feel blessed. I feel favored, Lord. That's not the 23rd Psalm. The 23rd Psalm is that David knew what it was to serve the Lord. He knew the cost, he knew the price, and he stuck with it. And he served the Lord. He said, I know you lead me in the green pastures. I know that you lead me beside the still waters. If he didn't follow God, he wouldn't find the green pastures. He wouldn't find the still waters. He wouldn't find that peace that passes all understanding. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and the Bible says that death will be the last enemy put under his feet, and that's the last enemy that you're going to face, but you're going to face it. Your children are going to face it. Your grandchildren are going to face it. Your great-grandchildren are going to face it. And he said, I can walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Why? And I will fear no evil, for you are with me. We live in a day today of not only fast foods, but we live in a day that we want quick favor with God. We live in a day where we want God's blessing, and we want the possession of the Holy Land without going through the process to get to the Holy Land. The Israelites spent 40 years in the wilderness eating manna dropped from heaven, drinking from a rock. And they died. The one generation died in the wilderness before they ever went into the Promised Land. We live in this fast food area that we want a quick fix for everything. David, when he was a boy, the prophet Samuel went over to anoint a new king to take King Saul's place. And he said to David's father, he said, I've came to anoint the king of Israel, and he is your son. So the father said, well, I know which one he is. Bring him in. They brought him in, and he said, nope, it's not that one. Well, I have another son. It's got to be him. Bring him in. No, it's not that one. He goes through all of his sons. And Samuel said, you have another son? David was forgot by his dad. He said, yeah, I have another one out tending sheep. I don't know, many times we get so defeated when we're kids because we feel like mom and dad like the other one better. I was a middle child, so I know what that syndrome is. Well, it's true, mom and dad's dead. They can admit it now. They like Jim the best. He's a baby. But boy, did they treat us good. David went down, and his brothers were hiding behind a rock, and he said, "Why are you hiding behind a rock?" And they said, "Because of the fact that there's a Goliath out there, and he's challenged anyone to fight him, and we're not going to fight him. He's too big." They didn't believe in David. David said, "I'll fight him." They ridiculed David. His daddy had forgot him. His brothers didn't believe in him. The king was jealous of him. David had everything against him. David went through a process before God could give him the promise. We want the favor of God. We want the blessing of God. But you can't have it and still God has your favor. God, you have to put God first, not second, not third. God in front of the world, in front of everything in the world, if you want his blessing. It isn't driving down the road with a new Cadillac with a bumper sticker that says favor. I'm sorry, that's not the way it works. And if you're going to come here to church, you're going to get the truth. You're going to go through it just like David went through it. You're going to go through it just like Joseph went through it. Joseph didn't become the Pharaoh's right-hand man, the chief governor of Egypt, just because he said, "God, I believe in you." God said, "Okay, I'm going to take you here, and I'm going to put you in the Pharaoh's house, and I'm going to lift you up, and you're going to save all of your brothers and sisters." He said, no, he said, first of all, Joseph went in a pit. And God said, "Do you love me, Joseph?" Joseph said, "Yeah, I love you." He said, "Just trust me in the pit." Then he got traded into Egypt by his brothers. On the way into Egypt, he said, "You trust me, Joseph?" Joseph said, Bible says Joseph did not lose faith. And then he gets to Potiphar's house. He said, "You trust me, Joseph?" He said, "Lord, this looks kind of nice." Then his wife accused him. Potiphar's wife accused him of trying to take advantage of her and rape her. And he went to prison. That kind of stuff's been going on for years and years and years. In prison, he said, "Joseph, do you love me?" "Yeah, Lord, I still love you." He said, "Well, I got something for you." He said, "I hope it's better than this, because this rock bed is not a good place." And he brought him in with a dream to interpret a dream of a Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh trusted him so much that he put him as the head of Egypt. That's amazing. And he led his name has not been forgot for thousands and thousands of years. But he didn't get the favor of God without the process. He didn't get the promise without the process. We can go on and on and on and on with those. The Apostle Paul, he spent most of his life in prison. But he's one of the most well-known Christians that wrote most of the New Testament God used him. Peter was hanged upside down. What if the trial you're going through does not come with favor? What if it doesn't come with an earthly blessing? What if it doesn't come with a new season? What if it does not come with a breakthrough? What if your trials come just as David's did, and as Peter's did, and as Joseph's did, and as the Apostle Paul's did? I was thinking on the airplane flying back from California, and I thought, Terry, we stuck to it. We stuck to it when we had only 60-some people and about 13 walked off. We didn't quit. We stuck to it when we went through our retirement money and we went through our savings money. We didn't quit. We stuck to it when the church couldn't pay us. We didn't quit. And I'll tell you something, this is a blessed church to pastor. Pastor Kay, I'd have retired 3 years ago if it wasn't for, I've worked my whole life to pastor a church like this. It's wonderful. It's great. This is the promise. You all are here today, are living in the promise. But there's a process to get here. And you're going to have your process to go through. You kids, you're going to have to go through a process. God's going to put you through it, and he's going to say, do you love me? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to go into the fire, and he didn't take them out of the fire. He put Jesus in the fire with them so that the Pharaoh could see who God was. Sometimes you've got to go into the fire so your friends and relatives can see who God is. I've said this before many times with good Christians that have cancer. God takes the spotlight of heaven, and he knows, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And he shines it right on that person. And they show us, and we've had those in this church, young and old, that have died with cancer, and they did not lose the faith. Their faith was stronger and stronger and stronger, clear up until the day that they were rewarded with heaven, and that gives us strength. The process. It isn't instant. It isn't quick. Andrew was crucified. What if your trial, what if your blessing, what if your favor are those that most of them had in the Bible? Bartholomew was whipped with a whip until his skin came off and he died. James was beheaded. Thomas was run through with spears. Matthew was slain by a sword. And they didn't drive their new fancy car to those executions. But they had the favor of God because God had their favor. You're going to have your trials. And you're going to walk through them. And the last one you'll have is death. But if you have the kind of God that I know that I have, that I know that God is, you will be able to face it because his Holy Spirit will be upon you and he will see you through it. I knew a preacher was on an airplane. He and his associate pastor was flying somewhere and the plane started to vibrate and shake till the bends up on top shook open and came open. And he said, oh, pastor, we're going to die. Pastor looked over at him and said, son, we're not going to die. He said, why? How do you know that? He said, because God promises a Christian dying grace, and you don't have it. But I can tell you this. I've been at this for 40-some years now. Pastor Kay can tell you. Pastor Risen can tell you. Pastor Barnett can tell you, the people that we have been with that are Christians that die all have it. They all have the dying grace, the same as David did. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Jesus didn't say, take up your seed faith and follow me. Jesus didn't say, take up your favor and follow me. Jesus didn't say, take up your destiny and follow me. Jesus didn't say, take up your breakthrough and follow me. Jesus didn't say, take up your positive attitude and follow me. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. Some people lose faith when just one little thing goes wrong. Some people can't make it through one extra step. You ever been out of food? I've been out of food. I've been out of food and had no money. I remember eating beans for 4 days. Well, Pastor, you didn't have anybody to help. I had no one I would ask. I had several would help. But I prayed. And here we are. And we're doing fine. And there you are, and you'll do fine too. But you're going through a trial many times because God is going through that trial with you. He's teaching you something. There's a process. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Wow. From David. Where are you at? Some of you going through financial difficulties. Some of you going through losses. Some of you going through disappointments in your husband or your wife. Some of you going through disappointments with your children or with your parents. Some of you are going through some real trials. And I can tell you this. God is there with you if you surrender to Him. If all you want is worldly things from God, you're serving the wrong God. You're serving the world. And the Bible says if you love man and God, you can't love them the same. You're going to have to love one or the other. You're going to love money or you're going to love God. I'm thankful for a church that loves God. I'm thankful for a church. I asked the Lord when I came here, I said, Lord, I just ask you for two things in a congregation. And He gave me both. I want a congregation that if we ask someone to do something, they'll joyfully say, yes, I'll do it. I said, Lord, I don't need a church full of volunteers. Because many times people volunteer to do things they're not qualified to do. I said, I want a church full of people that when asked, they'll do. And this church has so many servants that will do whatever they're asked. And Lord, I want a church that is so tight-knit to you and grounded in you that they can't be offended out of the church. Because you're going to get offended. It may be me doing it. It may be someone else doing it. If Terry and I left when we were offended, we would have been here, what, 8 months? Terry sang. Terry, you sing all the time in church. You know, some of you don't remember cassette tapes. Now, Terry plays the piano, too, and she could play and sing, but it was easier some of the more modern music that Gaither had wrote, you know, Amazing Grace and songs like that. It was easier to put it in a tape and play it and sing with it. And after she got done singing, some lady said, I don't like canned music. To my wife, who had just sang with canned music. I remember going to ball games and no one talking to us on our team. They talked to the other team. I was kind of glad after I saw how they talked to the other team, they weren't talking to us. There is a process for the blessings of God. And you're in it right now, some of you. Some of you have came through it. Some of you have already arrived and you know what the blessing is and you don't brag about the blessing because you know it's all God's. It isn't up to you. It isn't you. You don't want people looking at you. You want people looking at Him. The promised land comes when you travel through the Red Sea and the desert. And when you get there, you will see God's blessing. And I'll tell you all of this. Those especially that have teenagers, they will grow up and they will bless you. Trust me, I have been there. Anybody else been there? Where are you at? That's a question. Where are you in your life? Are you in the pit? Are you in the prison mentally? Are you hearing accusations at work against you that aren't true? That just may be God moving you to another position or another place, just as He did Joseph. So you can be at the right place at the right time. When I came here, I got out of the Navy. Before I came here, I got out of the Navy. I was accepted at a Bible college in Hammond, Indiana. Where I wanted to go, I knew the pastor that had built it. I knew the professors there. It was my 3-year dream. All through the Navy to go to that college. I got there, couldn't find a job. I had to work. Had no choice, I had to work. And the housing was so expensive, I couldn't afford the housing. And the devil said, just give up. God shut the door. No. Just going through the ditch. I went back home and took my old job working in a factory. It was in that factory that God started the ministry that you see today. It would have never started in Hammond, Indiana. I drove 50 miles to Bible college 3 days a week because God had called me. So you don't stop, you don't quit. You'd say just as David did, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That is an easy time. That isn't an easy road. He's talking about a hard road. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That was my decision. That was Terry's decision. That was Pastor Kay's decision. That was Michael's decision. Pastor Risen's decision. Pastor Barnett's decision. Pastor Stephen's decision. And it should be yours. Let's stand. Our Heavenly Father, I pray today for each one that's going through a trial. I pray for those who are discouraged. I pray for those who are depressed. I pray for those who are going through anxiety. Lord, I pray that they can see you so plainly in whatever circumstance they're in that they understand that they're there in order to show somebody who Jesus is. Lord, help us to trust you. Help us to know that as long as we've submitted ourselves to you, the promised land is in our mind and our heart. We may not get it here on earth, but heaven is real, and we'll all get it. Bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.